Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, June 19th, and we are here answering financial questions that you send us. And we really don't care what those questions are about. You know, it was funny when whenever I meet people who listen to the program, I think people are kind of like us, Mark, that we're all a little bit voyeuristic. We like to hear what's going on in other people's lives. And sometimes I think that certain listeners really do stick out to those of us who are, you know, I don't know, like just interesting stories. And if you have an interesting story, or maybe not an interesting story, it doesn't really matter. But if you have an interesting story or a question, or it doesn't really matter if it's directly related to something that's super duper financial, it could be like sort of mildly related. It doesn't really matter to us. We want to help you out. Mark and I are both certified financial planners, and that means that we take a big picture look at your lives and we try to give you advice that's in your best interest. That's kind of a unique way to think about it. Oh, by the way, Mark, when I was in Las Vegas, I got some continuing ed. I went to a few seminars during the AICPA conference. I learned a lot about 1031 exchanges. You know how people ask us about that? I sat in on like a 40-minute session. I was like, once and for all, I got to figure this out. And they are complicated, so don't do that on your own. That's what I can tell you. You know, we have to do continuing ed. We got to do work. Mark, are you going to start working in a CFP's office soon?
That's TBD. I'm actually going there next week.
Oh, Mark could leave me. He might leave me at the altar going into a full-time certified financial planning business or not. I'm just saying. I think Mark is really smart because he is activating Plan B. What about getting insurance on my life? Did you think about that, Mark? What if I drop dead tomorrow? Get some key person insurance, couple million bucks. Don't have to ever fund Theo's 529 plan if I drop dead. Might be worth it. All right. If you've got a financial question, again, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Let us know if you will come on the air. That is what Nathan did. Nathan is on the line from the great state of New York.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm entertaining a new job offer, and I'm in the process where I'm about to start a salary negotiation. And I think the biggest difference in compensation package is going from a job where I'm offered a pension in addition to standard benefits to a job that is more of a startup company that does offer comparable benefits with the exception that there is no pension.
Whoops, so, wait a minute. Hold on. That's a big difference because a pension's a guarantee. How much do you make right now?
About $140,000.
Okay. And what's the range of salary that you think you would be looking at for the new potential position?
So I don't know exactly, but I think what seems more feasible is that it probably have to be close to $200,000 in order to make up the gap is what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. What else is going on in your life? You married? You got kids? What's happening?
I'm single, divorced, but father of two kids, both in high school, both going to a private school. And of course, you know, so I'm looking forward to them going off to college before too long. I'm saving a little bit, you know, for their 529s, but honestly, you know, it's not something that I'm maxing out right now. I'm primarily focused on my retirement savings.
Good. I like that. Believe me, I think that's much smarter for anyone. But obviously, you know, if you're listening, especially if the kids are 16 and 14, like, you'll figure it out. And the retirement is really the most important part. How is it working right now with these two kids in private school? How is your cash flow on that $140,000 a year? You're putting money into your retirement account right now?
Right. So I'm maxing out my 401k with my civilian employer. And then just this year, I mean, I paid off a bunch of debt, so I don't have any major debt. But I went back to contributing and maxing out an IRA as well.
That's good. How old did you say you were? You said you were single.
42.
42. Okay. Tell me about the pension in this current job, because I'm in love with a pension.
Right. No, I like the pension, too. I mean, when I look at the projections, I mean, you know, if I stay with the company until, you know, age 60 or beyond, it's certainly something that's going to provide a stable income post-retirement. But the huge jump is, if assuming I stayed with the company and assuming I got even conservative annual raises of 3%, that monthly pension would be closer to about $6,800 a month.
Whoa. Hold on a second. That is massive. That is huge. Wow. Is the company a company that you think is going to stay in business?
Well, it's been around a long time. So, I mean, I think it's fairly safe to assume it's going to be around for a while. But, but you know, at the same time, there's also no guarantee, right? So there's been solid companies that have fallen before and pensions that have gone by the wayside before. But, you know, for now, it's safe. And for now, I'm vested.
Do you like your job?
I do. You know, I like it, but, you know, at least this opportunity provides an interesting career opportunity, you know, for new growth that I don't think I would have if I stayed where I am.
This is so hard because, you know, I love a guarantee. I mean, look, so we're talking. So let's think the math through a little bit. So $65,000 a year is a big difference, especially because it is a guarantee. So.
Right.
Think about this. For me to get you that 65 grand, I have to figure out how to accumulate about $2 million or so by the time you get to retirement. And if I were to do that, I presume that that would take, I'm looking at a calculator, I'm just trying to do it quickly, about $5,000 a month, every single month. In addition to what you're doing already. I'm just talking about, like, replicating that pension benefit. So let's go back and say that you're right. You need more than 140, which is what you make now, but you probably need more than 200, because even if you made 200 on that extra 60, you wouldn't clear 60, right? Because you'd need after-tax money. So essentially what I need you to clear is something closer to like $100,000. Oof, this is getting hard, right? Or more.
Yeah.
Because you live in that nice high tax state of New York. Now, okay, but I also don't want to go crazy here. Okay, so let's say that, you know, wish list is you make 140 and you say to the new guys, I have a huge pension. Can you pay me 250 a year? And then we're good. And they're like laughing at you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But that said, that doesn't mean you shouldn't take the job, because if you think this provides a great opportunity, you know, you may get to that higher income level and you may not need to. Maybe all the money you have right now that's in savings, whether in your 401k, in your IRA, this pension benefit, maybe you don't need to have that extra money. It's nice to have it, but maybe you don't need to accumulate all that much. So tell me about other stuff in your financial life. In your 401k, how much have you saved?
It's about 150 right now.
Okay. And you're obviously going to be cranking on that because you're maxing out now. And your IRA, how much is in there?
It's only about 30,000.
Okay. And is there any other money that you have invested right now?
I do. So I have a thrift savings plan. I retired recently from the Air Force, so I have about $50,000 in that.
Okay. I mean, look, you've got a good start here. I hate to tell you not to take a job when you're psyched to do this.
Right.
Okay. So what I would say is this. You have a great job. You know you got it. It's sweet. It's amazing. I mean, if they turned around and said to you, we'll pay you $150, that's the best we can do, you will have to make a decision about whether or not you say, okay, this is, has so much upside possibility, I'm willing to risk the loss of my pension. But if they are going to pay you, you know, north of 200 or closer to 250, and you can be disciplined about saving and you run your numbers, it may be worth it. I hate to tell you to stay in a job where it sounds to me like you like it, you don't love it, and that this job could really get you reinvigorated and more passionate about your future. But I think that you know, you get a sense now of what you're losing. Okay, if you would like to join us on the air, all you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and Mark does everything else. It's so great. Don't forget that we are here to help you whatever your financial anxiety is, whether it's a small thing or a big thing, we're here for you. That's why we built this community. So just go to jillonmoney.com and don't forget to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. It will make that person feel so good, and it's going to make you feel good for doing it. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.